There shouldn't be a machloikas hilchos hilchoso. That's the machloikas of Vayev Rova, exactly how to learn shat, what Rebbe Loza is saying. The Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Minoa Minolo, how do I know this Yisoid? The whole Sveiko and Rebbe Loza ben Yaakov Kavade Mishavilo. How does Abaye know to say that Rebbe Loza ben Yaakov is Mekel? That any time you have a Sofik Mamzer, she is allowed to get, or he is allowed to get married to a Mamzeris. A Sofik has the same halacha like a Vade. How did Abaye know this? The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Eleza ben Yaakov Omer. Hare Shabo al Noshim Harbe. Let's say you have a man that lived with a lot of ladies. He doesn't remember who his wife is. He doesn't know from which one he has a kid. The same with the opposite way. If she's a Zoyna. Shabo al Noshim Harbe. A lot of men live with a lady. She doesn't know from which husband she became, which man she became pregnant. So in such a case, Nimtsu'av noisias bita. We have to be afraid that a father is going to marry his own daughter. V'ach noisias achoise. A brother can marry his own sister. V'nismale kol olam kulam mamzerim. And the whole world will be full of mamzerim then, if these things happen. V'yalzen nemra. In such a case, the pasuk says in the Torah, U'mol oret zima. The whole world will be full of zima. So like Rashi says, Nismala kolam kolam mamzer means misofik kora mamzerim. You see, misofik is called a mamzer. You see, according to Rabbi Ben Yaakov, a sofik has the same halacha like a vaday. That was Abaye's raya. The Rabbi Ben Yaakov holds a sofik and a vaday have the exact same halacha. Vayet of Rav Ram, Rav says, no, Rav Amalachochi kramar. This is what Rabbi Ben Yaakov meant to say. Zu mahi. So Rashi says, loshen sofik. Know what a sofik means. Zumai, let's see what it is. In other words, that a sofik takar is also with a vaday. You have to check it out. And yes, Rakeinomer Ablozer ben Yaakov. Even more than this, Ablozer ben Yaakov said, like Rashi says, Yafilu ochod adai nisuyin hu hevei, padavar mafursim gozer Ablozer ben Yaakov. Even in the case where it happened was mafursim adai nisuyin, still he made gzera. Again, I'll learn according to Rovo that Ablozer ben Yaakov holds that a sofik is also with a vaday. Only vaday and vaday, not a sofik with a vaday. So what's the yes or okay number of Lozer ben Yaakov? That lo yisa adam isham v'mdina zu. A man should not have one wife in America. V'yelech v'yis isha v'mdina acheres. And then he'll go to Europe and have another wife there. You shouldn't have two wives living in two different places. Why? Shema yiz davgu zele zeh. Maybe the children will get married together. A brother will marry his own sister. In other words, you have two different wives, two different places. So the children are brought up not knowing one and the other. And really it's the same father. So you have to be afraid maybe a sister will marry a brother. Yeah. So maybe that's what Rovo does. That's on the blood of Yaakov. So therefore he holds a Sufik Manzer is also with the Vade Manzer. Now, for the more any, it's not true. Viho Rav ki iklo li dar doshir. When Rav used to go to this place dar doshir, Machras used to give tell people, Machras yell out the yomer would say like this: Man avor li yomer, who wants to be my wife for one day? In other words, the tzaddik when used to go to a city, they're afraid they'll have some ria. To look at some noshim, they'll have a taiva for an isha, so he used to make sure they had their own wife in every city they went to. So when he went to this city, he used to say, who wants to be my wife for today? For Rav Nachman, the same thing, ki ikloi lishach natsiv, when he went into this town, shach natsiv, machros he also proclaimed and said, v'yoma man havoy liyoyme, who wants to be my wife for one day? So you see, Taka, it's possible to have one wife back home, and when they went to another place, they had a second wife. You see, you are allowed to have two different wives, one here and one someplace else. And we're not afraid the children will intermarry one with the other. So Gemara says, Shani Rabbonin, the Rabbonin are much different over here. Rav Nachman and Rav. The Mafkiya Shemayu, their name goes out. Mafkiya, Rashi says, Kula Yalma Bishmayu, the Koran Lebita Yashmai. Everybody is very proud about them and they call their children on his name. v'im yavoy b'noy v'mokim acher yishma shibas oviv v'yefresh. Since they're going to have his name for sure, so everybody will know who his children are. So they won't come to intermarriage, there won't be a shaila of a mamzer here. So therefore, by the Rabbonim it's different. Since their names are special, and the kids are named after them, for sure, they won't become intermarriage a brother and a sister. For the Gemara, Samakasha, how could they go and proclaim they want somebody to marry them for one day? Mashma, they're allowed to live with them. The Yama Rova, Rova said, Tova Linose, in the case where you go over even to your own Kala, and tell her, I want to marry you. Then it's spice when she agrees, is three Chalesha Shivanakim. From the time you like told her you want to marry her, we have to be afraid from the taiva of Chemda, she had dam, she saw dam, she became an Ida. So you have to wait now, says Zionakim. So if so, how could the Chum go into a city and stand for the claim? Who wants to get married to me? Even if they say they want to, we have to be afraid they became an Ida right now. And they're also to live with them for the next 7 days till their taiva. So Gemara says, the Maisa was Rabbonin Shluchai Revi Meshadri. The Rabbonin here used to send a messenger into the town before they went. And they told him way before they came to the town, they used to proclaim and say, who wants to marry them? Like all part of the Noshim were told way in advance, so by the time they got there, there was no Shaila Nida, there was Zichator. Another Teretz says, the Rabbonin Yehudi Biyamu Demiachtalu. The Rabbanan really didn't live with them. They didn't really say, I want to live with you. They just were miyachet, set them aside. But not really to live with them. The Yom HaMark was learned like this. There's a big difference whether you have food in your basket or not. In other words, if you have an Isha, you know that eventually you could marry her. She's yours, so you won't go to think about other ladies. But if you don't have any lady your own here right now, you come to think about other ones. So all the Chumim wanted was just the miyachet set aside one lady to become his wife, but not that she was mutter to have tashmish right now, because right now you have to be afraid, since he said, let's get married, after Chemda, she saw dam, you have to be afraid that she's in need, they have to wait 7 days. Tona Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, lo yisa adam ishta, you should not marry your wife, v'dayta l'garshan, you have in mind to give her a get. Mishum Shnem Reposik says, Al Tachrash Al Reyecha Ro. Vul Yeshem Levetach Itoch. Don't do something behind his back, and he thinks you are pleased with, you're good with him. He thinks they're like here, you married your wife, she thinks she can stay married to her. It's not nice behind the back, like to think about giving her a get. So if you do think about giving her a get, you should not live with her. Yeah. You get that last Gemara again, what you're not supposed to marry. La Yisa Adam Ishtoi Vedait Lagasha. And the last Gemara before was what they said the Rabbonin was only Yehudi Biyamud Miyachtla, they only separated, they set her aside. So the top tracer speaks out that Lechur, the Kasher is, if they only set them aside, but they weren't allowed to live with them, so where's the Pas Pasalo then? The Tzai says no. Still, Vyeshkan Pas Pasalo, there's still a Pas Pasalo, Kivan Shim Hoyeroitse Hoyevoleho. If they wanted to, they could have been with them. Now, v'chiven she'pomim lo yoyebo leho, lo mechamdo v'lo echazio. In other words, when do we say, if you ask the lady to marry you, so in our time we say, for sure you want to live with him. Therefore, they have the chemdo, the tzad, the sofik, maybe they see dam. So because of that, you have to wait zayinikim, maybe they're an either. But here, by the rabban and the pshat was, they didn't say, for sure they're going to live with him. He only said, I'll be mekadesh you, I'll marry you, and I'll be miyachid, set aside. That means if they want to, if they have the taiva, then they'll live with him. So since it wasn't a vadai, here we say, svar, they did not have dam chemda, therefore they're not a suffix nida, therefore they really would be mutter, that's why it's called yesh by pas pasalot. Another more says, right, two dots. Suffix, what's going to be the case of suffix v'yovam, shabo l'chaloik, Misna. Again, the suffer, the case of our Mishnah, where one brother died, and the next brother was Miyabe, married her, and 7 months later they have a baby. So the suffix, is this a ben from the first one? Is this a son of the first brother? Or is it a son of the second brother? So now, since it's a suffix, when they go to Yarshin to divide up the Nechosim of the first one, Benichse Misna, so they both come to argue over it. that Sofik Omar, the one that's the son that's just born now, he says, Ano Bar Misnavoi. He says, I'm the son of the first brother. In other words, my father is the first brother. Therefore, V'nich said, Idihu, I Yashin, all is Nechosim. A son Yashin's all his father's Nechosim. It doesn't go to the uncle, to the brother. It goes to the son. The other mama, with the second brother, says, no, At Broidi Diat. He should know, you're my son. Like you were born 7 months later, you're my son, I'm your father. Therefore, V'lest L'cho V'loi Midi B'nichsei. You have no right at all to take from the Nechosim, from the property of my brother. In other words, you're my son. So then the halacha is, you don't yashin your uncle. Who yashins the uncle? The brother. So therefore, the brother now has a right to take over the Nechosim of the mace. So it's a sofik, what do we do here? So Gemara says, in such a case, have a mamin hamutah v'sofik. It's called the money is mamish in a sofik in a doubt. And there's no muhsik here. And therefore, the klal is, that umamin hamutah v'sofik. Anytime you have money that's in a doubt, who does it belong to? And nobody's holding on to it. Nobody's a muhsik, not on anybody's property right now. The klal is cholkin. That's sumchis halacha. And even the chavim that argue and say hamoitzim mechaveru all over rayam, that's only when somebody's holding on to the money already. Then we don't have a right to take it away from him. But over here, nobody's holding on to the nechosim. What happened here? The older brother died. One brother died. And now later, the next brother was miyabim, his wife. And they had a baby. So you have a sofik. Is this son the son of the first one? Therefore, he has the right to yashin the nechosim. Or no, he's a son of the second one, and therefore the second brother has a right to Yashin and the Chosim. So nobody's a muhsik here. They both have equal rights to it. So the klal is chokin, you have to divide the karak up equally, and each one gets a half of a portion. Yeah. Tomorrow says, so that's the halacha of the mamon hamutah v'sofik is chokin. What about sofik u'bnei yovan shebo lechalek b'nichsei misna? What about you have the sofik, that's the first son, and the second son? Then the yovan stays married to his wife, to the yavama, and they have a second son. And now the two sons argue out who yashins the first one's nechosim. Sofik omar, this one that's a sofik, says the first son, says, Hahu gavra ba misnahu. You should know, I'm the son of the first brother, the first one that died. V'nechos sa'idihu. And therefore, all is nechos of my yashin, I'm his son. Now, b'nei yovin amri, for the second children say, ach at achenu at. No, you should know, you're also our brother. Your father was not the first brother. Your father was our father, the second brother. Therefore, uman tohu diyis l'cho badon, we have to divide up the nechosim equally now. Since l'maisa, the first brother had no children at all, so therefore our father, the second brother, when he was miyabim, his wife, his brother's wife, he yashin, he takes over all the nechosim of the mace. And now when the second brother dies, all his children yashin equally. So that's what b'nei sheni say. They say, you're our brother. And therefore, we all divide it up equally. So what do we do? So, Sova Rabbonin Kaimet Rav Meshashi Lameima. The Rabbonin in front of Rav Meshashi thought to say like this. They thought this is what the halacha should be. That Masnisani, really this halacha is halacha of the Mishnah later. Masnisani. This now we learned like that, like this. Hu Eini Yerush Oysom Veheim Yorshin Oysai. There's a case where you do not yashin them, but they do yashin you. And here it should be just the opposite way. Yeah. But that's the Mishnah Sirashi. Rashi says over there, Sofik b'nei yovim. As Rashi says, what in the middle of Rashi, where it says, "Hainu masnis in the perik noisin al hanusa diktoni, sofik ben tishin arishin, sofik ben shivul yachrin." So you have a sofik now. Who the father is? Was this son 9 months from the first father,
who was at 7 months from the second father. Is the locha, so we want to know who does the yashin, is lo yirish oisoy lo yzeh v'lo yzeh. You should know this son now can't yashin from either father. The b'nei rishon, the first father, had other children already, matchilei, eitzel b'nei achrin. The children of the first father, they say, you're not our brother, you were born from the second father, go away. Or b'nei achrin, now the children from the second father, they also throw him away, eitzel b'nei rishon. Therefore, he doesn't yashin anything. They can push him away. There's a case where there are two different men here, and each man had vaday children. Now, the suffix is they both lived with one lady, and they have a suffix where this lady became pregnant, who was the father. So, therefore, that son, that's a suffix now, gets pushed away. Both of them say nothing doing. So, Gemara says over here, it's ipcha. Here in the locker is just the opposite. The Rashi says, to whom Mosek Jais, to hear the suffix son, he's the one that throws away the other ones. He's Mova Mosek. To Osam Lochi Matchilei, over there each one sends away the suffix. The Omalei Aisiraya, the Achvat, bring me proof that you're our brother. Vishaka, then you could take. Lochi Namiel, here also Amalu. Hi, Aisiraya, the Achvasinano, Ushkailu. Over here also there's a suffix, and there's the Bnei Yavim. So the suffix like over here, he's a vaday. He vaday yashins. What happened here? First the first brother died, now the second brother died. So this suffix, whether he's the son of the first one or the son of the second one, he for sure yashins. But is it sad to say maybe he's the son of the first one and he alone yashins the first one? And the children of the second one don't receive anything for the first one's the chosim. So since the first suffix is like a vaday, he should receive everything. Vach yipcha. So what hosam amri lay over there, we say, I see rayo shkoyel. Over there, the two vaday sons tell to the suffix son, first bring proof that you're our brother, then we'll give you. But before you bring proof, you don't take. Hoch over here, omulhu. Here the suffix says, the opposite way. I'm a vaday, get something. If you want to take also, you have to bring proof, and then you can get. Before the sons of the second one doesn't bring proof that I was your brother, then I have a right to say, I'm the son of the first one, and I yashin everything. Oh, maluhu Rav Mishashia. Mishashia said, no, me dummy, is it like that Mishnah over there? Hosam over there, inu vaday, v'yu sofik. Over there, what happened there? There were two fathers. Now, each father has his own children for sure. So the ones that are his children for sure, they vada yashin. 100% they yashin the father. Therefore, the vadai pushes away the suffix. Inu vadai, viyu suffix. The other one's a suffix. Of the hawk over here, idi vidi suffix. But over here, we don't know for sure which one was the son, if the first not a son altogether. Like even the one that's the first son also is doubtful if his father was the first brother or the second brother. Because then see that nobody yashins vaday, maybe he can't push it away. Eli dami lamastisin lo dami, if you want to bring the proof, daima to a Mishnah is daima to this Mishnah. To which case, lisafik ubnei yavim. Again, you had a suffix, whether he's the son of the first one or son of the second one. Ubnei yavim. And the children of the second one now, Shabola Chalak Benichsayovim, they want to make a chalukah divide up, not the nechassim that belong to the first brother, but to the nechassim now that belong to the second brother. That's the shayla. In such a case, Biyavim Gufa, the Hossim Amrilei, in such a case, I see Raya the Achvonat Ushkoil, in such a case, they are Vadai sons of the Yavim. So the Vadai sons, they Yashim for sure. Now the suffix, they tell the suffix, you go away. Who says that you're our brother? No, you're the son of the first one. So you don't get anything when our father was done. Now, suffix of Bnei Yavim, the Mor says now. What's going to be attacked in such a case? Suffix of Bnei Yavim. Again, we have a suffix, the sons are doubtful if he's from the first brother or second brother. Or Bnei Yavim. And the children of the second brother, Shevo lechalik benichsayovim, Lebosa the Polik Yovan Benesse Misna. That they want to now divide up the Yerusha of their father, the second brother. After the second brother ready Yashin to the Chasa from the first brother. That's the case now. So Bnei Yovan Amri, his Vadei children, the children of the second brother, they say to the first Suffolk, I see Raya the Achvanat. You first bring proof that you're our brother. We'll push you off. Maybe you're the son of the first brother, and you don't deserve to yashin at all in our father. V'shoklan, then you first take. But before you can prove that you're our brother, in other words, you can't prove that, you don't take anything. Omalu Sofik, l'churu to Sofik, you say back no. The first son that's doubtful which his father was, he should say back mono shaychu. Mamonashof, for sure I deserve anything. Let's think it over. Like, it depends like this. If I'm your brother, if my father was your father, also the second brother, so I deserve an equal portion. Elamai, what do you want to push me away for? You want to tell me, but if you want to push me away to say, no, I'm not the son of your father, I'm the son of the first brother, if so, hovali palgo to polagavuchim badoi. You have to give me back half. Like, in other words, your father, Yashin, my father, he had no right taking away the chosah from my father. As if you tell me I'm the son of the first brother, so then the first brother, there was no Mrs. Yibum, and when your father married, like my mother, he had no right to marry her. He had no right to Yashin, my father's the chosah. So all the chosah belong to me. So the suffix that comes from Manashach, either I'm the son of the first brother, I deserve all his nechasim, or else I'm the son of the second brother, and I deserve to yashin equally. How could you push me away? So Gemara says, Rabba Roma Rav, come dina. Rav says, no, come dina means believe it what happened. First, what happened was the Yavam had a right to yashin the brother. Once he yashin the brother, that stays. Now, when the second brother dies, his nechasim goes to his Vadai children. The Suffolk one now gets pushed away. The children say to him, prove it to us that you're our brother. No, we go back, we retract what we did. Like, it's a good spur now. The son that's a Suffolk has like a Vadei Taina. So he tells the Manashach, either I'm the son of the first brother, I deserve to get all his Nechasim, or else I'm the son of the second brother, I deserve to divide up equally in his Nechasim. You can't throw me away. So that's called either kum din or either hod dina. So Mura says, what's the machlokes tolian? So Mura says, leima beplukta diadman v'rabbonin kimiflugi. Maybe they argue in the same type of a machlokes between Adman and the Rabbonin. Tetzinan, we learned the Gemara Ksubis, misholach lamdina sayom. Somebody that owns a field, and he left his field alone, he went to over the sea, over the oceans. V'yod deloy derech. And when he came back home, originally, there were four, like, all surrounding of his fields belonged to somebody else. There were, like, four fields on the all four corners, and it belonged to other people. But originally, he had a right to go through one field. He had a derech. He owned a way through one of the fields to get into his property. Like, his property is a milling field. How do you get in there? You have to walk through somebody else's property. At the beginning, he owned the derech, the road, to go in there. Now, when he came back, when he came back home, he forgot which side belonged to him. So Admin says, Yelech Mitzora. Let him take the shortest route. Like Manashach, he has the right to get a road. The shortest road he should take. He has to buy himself now a new road. If you don't want to buy, tough. And you have to fly over into your karka. You have no right to Manashach to get a karka, to get the road away from the other people. Now, the Gemara says, but my haskina, what are we talking about here? Kigoin shekifu arbo bin ayodim, miyab aruches. That there's Reuven own karka in the middle, and on all four boundaries, there were four different fields belonging to four different people. For the Gemara, if that's the case, yochi, my time in the admin. How could Adman say you have a right to get a small road? If it belongs to four different people, each person could say, nothing doing. I'm not the one that owes you the road. The other one owes it to you. So each one could throw him away. He can never collect his derech. He has no right to take a derech to go through there. V'yama Rav, so Rav said the case is like this. Rav is like this. If originally it belonged to four different people, and four new people bought it, or else, even the first one person bought it, but now it belongs to four different people. So, everybody agrees to that this middle person has no right to get the road now. Since Lamaisa, all four fields belong to four different people, each person has the right to throw them away. Keep pligi, where's the machlokes? One person now owns all four fields, but he bought it off four different people. So what's the machlokes? Admon sov, admon olds, motzi yomli, could say to him, mikomokom darki gabochu. Right now, you're the owner of all four sides of my karka. Now, originally, I for sure had a right to use one road, and you own all the roads, so for sure one road belongs to me. Therefore, Adamant says, I have a right to tell him, you have to give me the shortest road, at least the shortest road I deserve. For Rabbanan Tzavri, what did Rabbanan hold? The Yomalei, he says, no. Ishaskis, shaskis, if you be quiet and leave everything right now, good. V'loi, if you keep on complaining to me, because I own all four fields right now, mahadar neshtar l'marayu, I'll give back my shtar to the original owner. And originally, four different people owned the four different fields and the four sides of it. And that will happen if I'll give it back to the original owners, v'loi motes l'shtu yedina badayu. You can't get it away from them, because that everybody agrees. If four different people own the four different fields and the four sides, so you don't know who to go collect from. You, each one can throw you away and say, no, it's not me, it's the other one that has his derech through there. It's not me. So therefore, that's the Rabbanan Svarah, that you can't collect the field, because they can say, Yishaskis, Shaskis. So what's the Svarah now? Lema Rababa Diyamak Rabbanan. Rababa holds that's Rabbanan Shita, that you say, Yishaskis, like Hoda Dina. Rab Yirma Diyamak Yadman, Rab Yirma that says, come Dina, holds like Admon, nothing doing. What's done right now is done. Right now, one person owns all four fields. You have a right for sure to collect the shortest route from him. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you. Rabbi says, no, I know the Yamar Filu Ki Admon. Rabbi says, I hold evil like Admon. The what? Ad kan loikom Admon, Hosam, Elimishum, the Yolim, and Monashoch.